Joining us right now is the man who runs Indy Politics and is also a practicing attorney. You hear him on the weekend show on WIBC, Abdul at Large. Abdul, you guys have reached a settlement with Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita over access to his news conferences and other media events. Just kind of for people who may not know all the backstory about this, go ahead and lay out kind of the whole story of how this whole thing got started and how it came to a conclusion today.
Sure. Basically, what happened was back in October, the Attorney General had a news conference on robocalls that they sent out a media advisory asking the media to RSVP for credentialed media. So I've been a credentialed media member here in Indiana since 2004, almost 18 years and some change. And so I was like, okay, I'll just fill out my form and head on over. But when I head over and got to the Attorney General's office, he basically told me, well, his spokesman told me that I wasn't allowed in because I wasn't credentialed media. And so before this turned into an argument clinic sketch from Monty Python's Flying Circus, like, okay, skip this noise. I'm going to go find out what's going on. And so I sent him a couple emails like, hey, what's the credential for credentialed media? I sent an open records request. I didn't really get anywhere. And so I got a hold of the ACLU and filed a lawsuit.
All right, and now they have ruled in favor of you today. So what does this, with this settlement, what does this mean for you going forward into the future?
Well, basically, you're right, it was a settlement reached between the Attorney General's office and myself, and then my lawyers at the ACLU. And in a nutshell, basically what they agreed to was that I'll be credentialed media for all intents and purposes. And the parties, they stipulated, give me one second here, the parties stipulated and agreed that I'm not barred from any future in-person press conferences held by the Attorney General and will be allowed admission consistent with the terms and conditions utilized for other press and for other media. This, my friend, is a major victory, not only for yours truly, but for all the media here in the state of Indiana, because I argue the Attorney General should never ban me in the first place, especially in light of being labeled a gossip columnist who promotes so much disinformation, blah, 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 blah. This is a complete victory, not only for me, but for other news media as well here in the state of Indiana, because it shows that elected officials cannot ban the media from a government news conference for government news events.
It's interesting. You also talked about why you were asked about whether or not he decided to settle this case. It seems interesting because it seemed like he wanted to take this further and then he decided to settle. So quite a change of direction here.
Yes, that means that the Attorney General was actually smart enough to listen to his lawyers, because I cannot believe any of his attorneys basically said this was a good idea. But no, I've known a lot of those guys in that office for years, just knowing them on their respect for the law, the respect for the Constitution. They probably told him, like I said, you probably have to ask the Attorney General himself to find out what was fully going on in his mind. Just to let him know, like, hey, look, you're going to lose this. We're about to go into discovery. We're going to start doing depositions, and a whole bunch of stuff is probably going to come out that's not going to look favorable to you. It's going to be really embarrassing. So you need to just let us go right here, right now, which I would not be surprised if that's how that conversation went.
Are there any financial terms as part of the settlement, or is it just you're allowed to attend press conferences here in the future?
I'm allowed to attend press conferences, and basically everybody covers their own legal costs. So.
Okay. And I know you briefly touched on this, but what this means for future journalists, because I think there was a great concern over what if he were to win this, what this would mean for journalists in Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. Because remember, I always tell people local governments and county governments, they all kind of watch each other and see what the others do. And so there are a lot of people paying attention to this, because if the Attorney General had won, you probably have some elected officials basically saying, okay, great. I don't like John Herrick. So we're going to kick John Herrick out of our news conferences and not allow him in from here on out. And that's something you just can't do. and by the way, I always say, if you want to try to keep me out of your news conferences next time, try kryptonite.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love it. Love the reference to Superman there. I have seen, unfortunately, some people still agree with the Attorney General that you are a gossip columnist. How would you respond to people who call you just a gossip columnist, Abdul?
I would say that the court has said otherwise, and the Attorney General has admitted otherwise as well.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, no, my friend, we are all good here.
Okay, Abdul Hakeem Shabazz from Indy Politics, good enough to join us. Abdul, thank you so much, and congratulations on the settlement that was reached.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you guys, as always.